Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
And welcome, everybody. Great to have you with us. It is a Tuesday, a foggy Tuesday morning. Hope you're enjoying your morning so far. Maybe you have started your car and you're on your way to work. Be safe out there. Take it easy. So we talk about politics because politics impacts every area of your life. So let me ask you this question. Do you consider yourself to be part of a cult because you support Donald Trump? Now, if you don't support Donald Trump, then I guess the answer is no. But if you do, are you part of a cult? It all stems from disgraced media hog Anthony Scaramucci, Wall Street guy, longtime friend of Trump's, who's no longer a friend of Trump. He says Trump is a cult leader. Is that true? Is there some evidence of that? The rallies that he holds, the people that line up to see him? Also, should the Longshoremen's Union, which just lost a massive lawsuit here in Portland, should they go bankrupt to pay the price for what they did? A federal jury has awarded $93.6 million to the former South Korean company. Well, it's a South Korean company. That's the former operator at the Port of Portland to operate the container shipping. The Longshoremen's Union, which, folks, you may not know this, but they have been and remain for a long time the most powerful union in the world. You see, whatever the longshoremen want, they pretty much get. Why is that? Well, let's explore it, because it is part of this jury damage award that will probably bankrupt the local union and dramatically hurt the national union. Is that appropriate? You think they should? A Westland paper mill reopens. The Willamette Falls Paper Company is reopening, folks. And I happen to know the guy who's reopening. There's a great story in the Oregonian about this, and this is a positive, but nowhere in the story. And Mike Rogaway is a pretty good reporter. You know, he doesn't put a lot of his biases in his news stories like some of the other reporters do for the Oregonian. But, you know, I will say that he's missing something here. There's a really important piece of this puzzle that he is missing. And there's also a danger signal to all of this. What would that be? Well, we'll talk all about that. Plus, Breitbart and frankly Drudge and everywhere else has the horrific story of this family gunned down by the cartel, murdered, and their bodies burnt. A whole family, 10 people, children, young children, Mormons, dual citizenship, there for a wedding, south of the border. Friends, I tell you, this is one reason that we need not to be doing what we're doing in Oregon. What did we talk about earlier this week about leadership, right? How it impacts everything. You know that. Leadership in your own life. How you lead people in your life, whether you're male or female, doesn't matter. The leadership you know about in your business that you observed in your own family, your home, your business, or wherever you work, certainly when it comes to our elected leaders. Remember that thing we talked about, the messages that we send, the messages that have consequences, because people do things. Like, for instance, you see the story that we talked about yesterday, right? It's about how the Oregon State health officials are worried and are alarmed by the rising number of child neglect cases, right? And the story, clear, this is an Oregonian story we talked about, it clearly shows it's because of substance abuse. Now, they lump in alcohol. Alcohol's been a problem for a long time. Alcohol use is not increasing. But what has increased? Drug abuse. Why? Well, you go to the secondary story, right, that we talked about. Oregon ranks number two in its youth pot consumption. Why? Because we the voters, apparently, I voted against it, but you probably did too, but we the voters said it's okay to smoke dope. And then the legislature leadership, the governor, and the legislature in their infinite wisdom decided to decriminalize all kinds of drugs. And then we marvel. We have to see stories, read stories, and we marvel and wonder why. Why is it that we have a drug problem in Oregon? Because our leaders sent a strong message that it's basically okay. So now, what does that do? What's the fruit of that? Well, the fruit of it is with an open border, you get the drug cartels continuing to bribe people, continuing to murder and intimidate people, not just in Mexico, but right here in America. And then Americans who cross over the border innocently get murdered. Probably a case of mistaken identity. That's likely what it is. But all right. You see, if the marketplace for drugs were not here, this wouldn't be happening. Now, we're a free nation. Again, you've heard me say many times, liberty is a precious thing. It is sought after and has been sought after throughout all of mankind's history. You think back to the beginning of the early accounts of life, there were no governments, right? People self-regulated themselves, generally speaking. Now, it got pretty bad, and if you believe the Bible, and I certainly do, you know, because man is basically left to his own devices, we are carnal by nature. We are able to make decisions for ourselves. That's liberty. But with that comes great responsibility. And I've said that many times, and you know it's true. It's true in your own life, right? You can choose to have that second glass of wine at dinner and then drive home drunk, putting people in danger. That's liberty for you to make that decision. It's liberty for you to make a decision that may not be good in terms of how you interact with other people on social media. Because ultimately, some of the things you say on social media might just truly not be good for culture, be good for society. Frankly, be good for your own soul. Now, I think about these things as I sit behind this microphone and I talk to you on a daily basis. Because to me, the thing that's most important in having these conversations with you is that we use them to do something good in our world. And in our world is here in the Mid-Valley in Oregon, a leftist state to some extent. It's a lot more purple than people think, but generally it's thought to be a leftist state. Okay, fine. So if that's the case, the only people that can change our world is us. Yeah, well, I know. The whole Trump circus that's going on in Washington, D.C. is certainly going to have an impact on all of it. And if you're going to be a candidate for public office here in Oregon and you're a Republican, you're going to be tied to Donald Trump. Now, in ensuing days, we will get to how I've thought about this for a long time. And we're going to get to how you can push back on that and stand firm. In a way, and we sort of talked about it, but now I'm going to speak specifically to those of you who are choosing to run for some office as a Republican, because you're going to be tarred and feathered with Donald Trump. Remember, Oregon's a purple state. There's a lot of unaffiliated voters out there. There's a lot of people out there that are persuadable. That's what we talk about. You can change your world. You're the greatest influencer you know. So we take the political stories of the day and we use them to help change our world. for liberty. The liberty that God gives us, our inalienable rights that our founders so eloquently spoke about and wrote about and left us as a legacy. So what legacy will you leave for those coming behind you, members of your family? I mean, I think about my two grandsons. I've told you that. I want them to live in a free nation. I want them to live in a nation that respects liberty, that respects and understands God-given rights. So as we talk about these issues today, let's keep all of that in the background. That leadership, and you're exhibiting leadership by putting into place in your life, man or woman, the principles of liberty that we talk about on the show. And I got to tell you that this is when leadership makes bad decisions that send messages like taking drugs that destroy society, that's okay, then the cartels will continue to murder people, Americans, across the border. Now, the president needs to be strong on this, and frankly, so do our American officials. Somehow Mexico has got to rid itself of this disease of the drug cartels. They run everything in Mexico, folks. Absolutely everything, with murder and intimidation and money. All of that would stop if our leadership in America would stop sending signals that America's open for illicit drugs. Just come on across the border. It's one of the reasons that we need to build that wall and build it better than the wall that's being built. Now, I know that's a little bit, you might find that strange for me, but I'm telling you, we're starting to see photographs of this big, beautiful wall being easily cut through. By who? The cartels. They will find a way around it. So how do you fix that? All of this is on the plate today, folks. Donald Trump, are you part of a cult? Do you consider yourself to be part of a cult? Does that offend you? When people attack Donald Trump, are they attacking you? Do you feel that personally? I do. And do you think that the Longshoremen's Union, which is by far the most powerful union in the world, and I'll tell you why when we come back from the break here in a little bit, they are powerful. Should they go bankrupt? Because they've lost this huge jury damage award, $93.6 million in Portland, for doing what they did over a period of years, which has cost jobs and has left container traffic no longer leaving the port of Portland. Yeah, containers go to the port, but they get put on trains and they go where? To Tacoma or sometimes south to Long Beach. All of that, plus your phone call, 503-589-1220.am for email. Jeff at 1220.am, 503-589-1220. Back in a moment at 620.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It is 22 minutes past the top of the hour. It is an honor to have each and every one of you in the audience, and I do mean that sincerely. You know, I want the things that I share with you, first of all, for you to understand they come from my heart, number one. And that's the reason I do this show, is because I believe in this great nation. And I believe that it is special because of the belief system that our founders believed in, based on the Bible, based on the teachings of the Bible. As an evangelical Christian, I just think this is the right thing. And I think the impact and the fruit of America has been so good throughout all of the world for so long. That's why the world wants to come here. It's not just because of our economy. Thank God we have a strong economy. Thank you, Donald Trump. Thank you, Republicans back in Congress. But I got to tell you, this is why I get so offended personally when people accuse basically you and I of being stupid and dumb. I'm talking about the elites. I'm talking about the non-thinking leftists, the Antifa folks, or just the liberals out there on social media that really don't think things through in their lives, think through the impact of their policies. You know, the Bible says, by their fruits you will know who they are. Paraphrasing. It's really true. You see people around you every day that are exhibiting the fruits of who they are. The words they speak. Again, there's a great Bible verse: out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So whatever comes out of people's mouths, including what comes out of my mouth, is what's in my heart. That's why I get so offended when people go after Trump. And in essence, in so many words, they say, some of them overtly, frankly, just saying that we, the voters of America that voted for this man, are stupid. And we didn't realize the big mistake we were making. That's why I started, you know, there's this Breitbart story. It's front page, no, excuse me, it's a Drudge story. Divided States of 2020 is the headline. Picture Trump. Trump strong in the battleground states. Yeah. Independents are shifting left. Is that really true? Lou Dobbs, better than George Washington. That's hard to beat. But then the next one is Anthony Scaramucci, former Trump friend. He's a cult leader, Trump. So do you feel like you're part of a cult? What do you think about that? 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. And I've got some emails, and I will get to them here in a moment. But I want to finish this thought because I think it's important. So think back to the reasons. If you voted for Donald Trump, if you didn't, okay. But if you voted for Donald Trump for president against Hillary Clinton, all right, tell me something. Why? Why did you? I mean, I think a large portion of America made a decision to support him not just because Hillary Clinton is not good. I mean, she's not a good person. I hate to say that. I put her in the category of Kate Brown. She needs a lot of prayer. I think in many ways, she's sold her soul to the dark side of evil. But I think people voted for Donald Trump because they felt America was at a turning point. Here's a guy who had everything to lose and nothing to gain. Yeah, he had a big ego, but here's a guy who didn't need to do it for any other reason than he believed in America, and that America needed to be made great again. And that Americans voted for Donald Trump because they felt that our principles and our values were under assault in every way, and that we had to stop it. So when people, it's that group of people that I find myself in. Yeah, Donald Trump is an imperfect delivery system as a human being for God restoring this country, for us, you and I, persuading the persuadables by using the issues of political issues of the day, like the left thinking that you and I are stupid because we voted for a man that frankly we believed was trying to make this country, save this country, to be honest with you, more than anything else, save it for our values and our principles. So I get offended. I deeply am offended when people go after Donald Trump and then by inference say that you and I are racist. You and I are not accepting of every far leftist, perverted, sick idea that there is out there. Remember?
It was abortion.
And then it was homosexuality. Then it was gay marriage. And now it's transgenderism. What's next? Limiting your free speech? Look at the polls on that. Socialism? Loss of liberty in every way? Loss of your right to defend yourself, your human right to defend yourself with a gun? All of this is coming at us hard and fast. And that's why so many people chose to vote for Donald Trump, because he said he was going to make America great again on all of those things, and not just the economy. And he's done it, folks. He continues to do the things he says he's gonna do. So, you consider yourself part of a cult? Are you offended when people go after Donald Trump? Because he's saving this nation for your values and your principles. Now, how would you use that in conversations with other people? We'll get to all of these stories, plus your comments. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC Talk Line. We're almost at the bottom of the hour, but I do want to know what you think about that. Also, the jury damage award. Should the Longshoremen Union go bankrupt because, well, somebody's holding them accountable for a change? And why is it that they are the most powerful union ever in the history of mankind in the entire world? Back in a moment, friends. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. I got some great ones to read. We'll be back. It is 6:30. We're listening to Political Conference.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Yeah, it's 24 minutes to the top of the hour. Great to have you, friends. Politics with your coffee, because it is, well, if you love liberty, if you love your opportunity to live your life the way you want to live, you better pay attention to politics. You know what the old saying is, friends? If you don't do politics, politics will do you. Got a great email. But by the way, 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC Talk Line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. I'll get to these. A couple of really great emails. One of them is a proscript to yesterday's mentioned topic about leadership. Kanye West leading 1,000 people to Christ. What? Yeah, it's a great email from my friend Lee. Here's what we're talking about. Are you part of the Trump cult? Do you feel like you're in a cult? Do you get offended the way I do? Are you personally offended because you feel that when Trump gets attacked, because they're trying to bring his presidency down, that they're trying to reverse the results of an election. An election that you may, if you're like me, and you voted for this man, because he represented something. He represented, as an imperfect human being as he is, he represented saving this nation, this great republic, and liberty. The vision of our founders, tradition, because it's under assault. Are you as offended as I get when the left comes after Donald Trump? And also, the Longshoremen's Union, huge, huge jury damage verdict in a federal trial. It will bankrupt them. Should that happen? Is that part of accountability? Well, I think that it is. And I'll tell you why they're the most powerful union in the world. And it can really impact your life. You may not think so, but boy, they can. Isn't that a part of accountability? Well, I think that it is. Friends, I'm almost done with my hemp harvest. Another couple of days, and I will be free. It's been quite an experience, I have to tell you. But let me just share with you the reason that I do hemp, this year anyway, is because I felt comfortable that the product I was producing, CBD oil, was something that could bless people's lives. Because you know what? It's blessed my life. It really has. I use CBD oil products, as you know, members of my family do. And frankly, I think you should consider it if you don't. And let me tell you why. Because nature created things in your body, receptors in your body. Medical science has proven that there are receptors in your body that receive CBD and other cannabis-related things, not the THC, folks, but the other elements, compounds. There's over 100 compounds in cannabis that are good to your body, good for your body. I've told you many times, it helps me sleep. It also helps me with my sore muscles, damaged muscles. It's really true. These are all good reasons why maybe you ought to go down and talk to the folks at Vim Natural Supplements and Body Care in Salem, South Salem on South Commercial, right next to Safeway. They got a great website, vimsalem.com. Vimsalem.com. They sell CannaShield, and CannaShield is very high quality CBD oil products of all types. They're sourced right here from Oregon. It's not stuff that comes from some foreign country like China, full of who knows what. That is not necessarily good for you. CannaShield is a very high-quality product. It is the product from Vim Natural Supplements and Body Care. Check them out on their website, vimsalem.com, or go by and talk to them. South Commercial, right next to Safeway. So James wrote me an email. Said, "Rhythm is going to get you." Now, that's a song that, you know, it's out music that we play on the show because I love Gloria Estefan and the Miami Sound Machine. That's one of those songs. He goes, Alan Gottlieb, who is the Gun Owners of America, I believe, stated that the impeachment inquiry is a distraction to prevent constitutional judges from being appointed, impeaching our Second Amendment rights. Right on the money. Remember, what did I say? This is about the courts. That's the future. It shouldn't be, but it is. Anyway, he continues. He says, by prosecuting Michael Strickland, fear is used to discourage self-defense with a firearm, justifiable or not. That's right. Michael Strickland is the conservative political activist, laughing at liberals is his website, was shooting video of an Antifa protest when he was assaulted, and you can see it on video. He was assaulted by Antifa folks, and he pulled a gun in self-defense. He had been put in the hospital previously because he had physically been assaulted. Pulls a gun in self-defense. The DA goes after him, politically motivated. Kangaroo court is the only thing you can say. He's on appeal. Hopefully he wins. But I will tell you that statement, by prosecuting Michael Strickland, fear is used to discourage self-defense with a firearm, justifiable or not. He's right about that, because I know powerful, and I mean passionately powerful, Second Amendment believers who carry weapons legally under the law will not go into Multnomah County because of this. I'm quite serious. Jim continues, says, by the way, it was a good show that I enjoyed to the end, although I missed a few minutes of the beginning. Lunch break came a bit late. Thanks, Jim. And then my friend Lee, about Kanye and Christ, ? He writes, there's a saying, all for Jesus or all for God. But like most things, all isn't really all. Said, I applaud Kanye, bringing many that would never go to church to an event where the gospel is preached, but there is so much more to the headlines, such as, quote, 6,000 raised their hands accepting the Lord, unquote. Again, opening the eyes of the dead is awesome. What I'm wondering is how many are going to be entertained What denomination does Kanye follow? The health and prosperity gospel that never defines sin and leads the follower to compare their life with another, which ultimately leads them to hollow promises? What support network is set up? You see, explaining that becoming a believer following a Christian life is not easy, that often more crap happens after accepting Jesus. Opening up their eyes is great, but it will take much more from the believing body to educate these new believers that living the conservative life is more rewarding, resulting in a confident, satisfied feeling in any situation. That's called peace, the peace that passes all understanding. Yup. You know, that's an interesting thing. What kind of follow-up? Well, I have to say this. I am pleased that, you know, people were drawn to Kanye showing up at this church event because of who Kanye West is. But the fact that they heard the gospel and the whole message of Christ and chose to accept Christ as their Lord and Savior is a good first step. But Lee's right. What comes next? What belief system? What support system? Well, that's up to individual people to figure that out. Now, the church and the organization has to offer that because it can't be just a single experience. For it to truly give you that confidence and peace in your life, peace with God, as Billy Graham's wonderful book from so many years ago, for you to have that peace, you've got to dive into it deeper. It's not just raising your hand and accepting Christ. You got to go beyond that. So I hope that Kanye exhibits more of that in his crazy life. Boy, is it crazy. Let's go to the phones and go to Art. Good morning, Art. I missed you yesterday. Where the heck were you?
Well, I was listening to you, and I just decided, I'll let Jeff talk today, and we'll talk tomorrow. But to answer your question, obviously Trump's supporters aren't a cult because they aren't a relatively small group of people. I don't call 63 million people who voted for him a small group. You know, I remember Jeff, and you probably remember too, Jim Jones, and, you know, some American people running away from the United States and going down to Guyana. I think it was Guyana. And eventually they all committed suicide, you know, following this crazy man. And I don't plan on committing suicide for Trump, but he's not running away from the problems, Jeff. He's addressing the problems. And, you know, I find it incredible. But, you know, it's the way for the left to demonize and actually mislabel, you know, 63 million people. We're still supportive of Trump because he's followed through and done what he said. He's made our country better for thousands of Hispanics, thousands of African Americans, and all of us too, Jeff. And so, you know, this craziness is just gets crazier and crazier as we move down this road that the Democrats want to take us, instead of jumping on the bandwagon and help solve problems like Trump's doing.
So, excellent point now, Art. And so that leads me to a question I'm going to ask on the other side of the break. Art, thanks a lot. It's 6:48. So what do you think? Are you part of the Trump cult? Do you get offended like I do? People attack Trump. Interesting question. Call
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Ten minutes till the top of the hour. In a moment, we'll get to the phones because we've got callers on the line. So hang on. Just got an email from Corby, who's a regular listener. He says, morning, Jeff. I believe I can sum up answers to the questions you are asking. I would call in, but I don't think I can make sense of it in a short time. I would have on the air. I know you're a busy man, but would appreciate talking to you off the air. So I will do my best to call you, Corby. I got to get through. Oh, Lordy, I got to get through Hemp Harvest the next couple of days here. Rich writes me an email, says, regarding the cartels, I wonder how many so-called drug businesses started here are actually fronts for the Mexican drug cartels, with the state of Oregon turning a blind eye and not vetting the business properly, since Oregon is its own drug dealer. Ooh. Isn't it funny, he writes, how some states violate federal drug laws so quickly, but yet want to wait for Congress to get us off daylight saving time. Laugh out loud. And Wolfie Wolf tone. Hate laws and persuading the persuadables. A couple of Fridays ago, you discussed hate speech laws and our loss of freedom of speech. As beauty is in the eye of the beholder, so hatred is in the ears of the beholder. The ideas in speech that they want to ban are just the ideas which conflict with their own and present another side, which they want to silence. It's as akin to book burnings, in my point of view, persuadables. Other than having an open mind, I was a typical product of our liberal, retrogressive public schools and colleges. Shortly after graduating, I made contact with a genuine conservative. He would gently nudge me and recommend books to read, but never forced, never argued, and never badgered me. As the years went by, I disabused myself from the school's brainwashing, and I gradually transitioned from liberal to conservative without his patience. I fear I would still be an uppity, narrow-minded liberal. So persuade the persuadables, but with gentleness and patience. Wolfie, absolutely 100% right on. And Ron and Rebecca, hang on, because I'm going to get to in just a second. There's a couple of things I need to clean up before we talk. First of all, this issue. Yesterday, listening to Rush Limbaugh, he said basically that what you have to do, he's urging listeners to do something with the knowledge that they gain by listening to his show. He's not done this before, but he is now. There's a reason why, because he knows we're at this turning point. But he said something yesterday, and I feel vindicated, because I respect Rush Limbaugh as an original thinker in many ways. I don't consider myself to be that necessarily, but I think he is. Here's what he said. He said, your goal is to let people reach their conclusions on their own, because it's more powerful. And that's exactly what Wolfie just wrote about here in his own life. That's what I said yesterday. That's what I've been saying. Your goal in trying to persuade the persuadables is to help people reach this conclusion on their own, that the traditional principles and values of this great nation are worthwhile. The Longshoremen's Union, I need to clean this up, I think, is so important. And then the question. The Longshoremen's Union is the most powerful union in the world. They can destroy the American economy. They can literally strike at the ports and use fear and intimidation, because that's how they operate, sadly. They can use fear and intimidation to literally stop all import-export in this nation. We would have to send out the government troops to open up the ports again. This is why they need to be held accountable. They have long since gotten their way when nobody holds them accountable. It's time. And if the Longshoremen Union goes bankrupt because of this verdict, so be it. they should be held accountable. And finally, here's the question. Trump's successes, are they enough to reelect him? That's a deeper subject, too. Let's go to Ron, who's on the line. Ron, good morning. What do you say?
Good morning, Jeff. Great program. And you are, just want to say I'm another, just another person, Jeff, who agrees with you 100% why Donald Trump was elected president of this country, to try to remind Americans of our values and what we stand for. That gave Americans, enough Americans, a flicker of hope to put him into office. And he has followed through on that in every effort that he has made. From the Supreme
Is that enough
Court.
To get him reelected? Ron, is that enough to get him reelected?
Well, you know, you hear both things. My expectation is that he will be reelected with a greater majority by far than 2016. I just saw that online yesterday, an article about that. The way everything that the Democrats are the clearly illegal moves that they are making is simply reinforcing the public support behind our president. That's how I feel.
Ron, thank you so much.
You
and
bet.
I deeply appreciate you listening, and thanks
Great
for calling
job.
In. Let's go to thank you. Let's go to Rebecca. Rebecca, what say you? You got 2 minutes. Go.
I just heard on the America First News that one of the states was forced to put up voter machines by somebody who sued that they had been voter suppression. So the voter machines are a problem because they can be preset to you go along and vote, and then it switches it to Democrat after you voted. So,
you know, that is not a conspiracy theory. That's actually happened in testing. And in fact, I did a video about how you can change the results that get transmitted easily, even on a secure computer if you have a USB port. So are you worried about the elections today that are happening across the country and here?
Well, we always need to be on guard, and part of the difficulty is when states have same-day voter registration. Voters can be bussed across lines and vote in
right.
different states. There's all kinds of tricks that are done with the voting, and people need to be involved. I try to encourage people to get hired, be part of the, you know, like it's a short-term job working for the county, but there's supposed to be a Republican and a Democrat at every table looking at the ballot. And when they're put into the machines, sometimes counting goes strangely. I don't trust the machines at all.
And the only way you ever figure any of that out, ultimately, especially in many precincts in Portland that have more votes cast than there are, according to the census, of people who are of legal voting age. And the only way you figure it out is to do a precinct-by-precinct audit, recount. That's the only place way you would find the fraud. Rebecca, thank you. Appreciate your comments today. Folks, thanks for joining us today. Deeply appreciate each and every one of you. Get out there. Make it a great day. Be determined to stand for your liberty. See you tomorrow.